Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Let's do this thing. Callum, how's he doing with the EL scoreboard?
4 wins and 3 losses in 2026.
Okay.
That is actually quite poor. I'm not happy with that at all.
You're like 60% up.
I know, but there was a time where I was like, I'd won like 5 times in a row. It was huge.
It's been a while since those days, in fairness. But look, this is the Girly Quiz once a week for the last 3 years, and 3.5 years even. We quiz Dave on all things girly. In order to get through the week, he must get all 3 questions correct. He does have a couple of lifelines to help him through as well. And one of them is his phone a female, Aoife, this morning.
Morning,
hello.
Aoife, how are you?
Morning, how are you?
Not too bad. Okay, Aoife, what is it that you excel in when it comes to females? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it body parts?
I feel like I might have a bit of everything, fingers crossed. So Jackie, hopefully I can help you out.
A Jackie of all trades. I like it, Aoife. Thank you very
fingers
much.
Fingers crossed.
All right, well, no one ever says body parts. Do you notice that? Like, no one ever goes, yeah, I'd be really good at body parts.
I'm really good at knowing my own body. Yeah. It's such a random question. How well do you know your own body, Dave?
Not very
well. Would you say you're good at your body parts?
I don't know. I feel like if a girl was like, what's this on a guy, I'd be able to tell them. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know. But this is unfortunately the girly quiz and not the manly quiz. So Aoife, I'm sure I will absolutely need you. Thank you very much. Stay there. Do you notice how this game started off as an education thing? And now it's just turned into this bullying, like, get him as much losses as possible.
Come on. Now, the other thing to just mention is if you're on the way to school and there's little ears in the car, the Girly Quiz does tend to discuss things that maybe you haven't discussed yet with those said little ears. So keep your hands on the dial. First 2 questions, definitely no bother, but I'm giving you a warning for question 3.
And as I always say, if you're a kid in the car and your parents are letting you listen to the Girly Quiz, don't ask them questions afterwards, mm-hmm. Okay?
It just makes the deal. Awkward. You go in and ask your teacher instead.
Exactly.
Let's kick this off with round 1. Dave, What was the name of Beyoncé's alter ego embodied between 2003 and 2010? He is throwing shapes.
Get on your feet, get up and make it happen.
What song is that?
I don't know, it's just my happy song.
It's definitely not Beyoncé's
song. It's not Beyoncé, but it's just like, it's like a woo, everything's great. Because the answer, Emma, to said question is Sasha Fierce.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I feel like I think I know a bit from Joe Lycett, because I think he talks about his alter ego when he wears a ring.
Okay.
And he says that he kind of embodies the ring. So, and he was like, it's kind of like Beyoncé and Sasha Fierce. I don't know what it is. It's just an alter ego, is it?
Well, see if you're right first, I suppose.
Yes, it is absolutely correct. That is one of the bags. Sasha Fierce, final answer. I was really, just for a second there, I was like, what if it's Sasha Force? You know what I mean?
So this was, the persona she created to embody this kind of more sensual version of herself for live performances.
That what it is? So she can do, like, sexy bits?
Well, she said normally she's quite shy and reserved in her personality, but it was the era of this. Of the hustler. And it always reminds me when I went to see that concert the night before my junior cert exams, and I was like, Mom, what am I going to do? And she was like, you'll be fine. We'll get you home in time for your English paper 1.
What about Beyonce's song? Get on your feet, get up and make it happen.
He's too happy for my liking. Dave, question number 2 on the Girly Quiz this week. What do the letters of the brand ASOS stand for?
Oh, now there's a good question.
A-S-O-S. ASOS.
A-S-O-S. As soon as sossable. As soon as sossable. It's an American with a lisp. It's as soon as sossable. A-S-S. Oh, well, as soon, that'd be A-S, not as, O-S.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
It's like, no, a fit on... A sit on. I'm trying to like think of it logically, but I don't know the answer to this, and I don't think Aoife would either. And that's nothing on Aoife. That's not me judging her. It's not. It's just more me going, that's a really tough question. It is themed to the Girly Quiz, but I think it's a good pub quiz question.
Okay.
So I'm gonna simplify, please. Please amplify. Simplified mode.
Here we are. What do the letters of the brand ASOS stand for? Is it A, All Styles One Shop?
Yeah.
Or is it B, as seen on screen.
Oh, crap. They are excellent.
Thank you.
Whatever one you came up with, unbelievable.
Thank you.
As seen on screen or all size one...
All styles, one shop.
All styles, one shop. Oh my God. I think it's all styles, one shop because I've shopped on ASOS and you can kind of get runners, you can kind of get, you know, your t-shirts.
Sunglasses,
but if you want to get a dress as well, you can. All styles, one shop. Final answer. God! Oh my God!
That was the one I made up!
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, man. So basically, back when they launched in 2000, they were using this name because they were trying to like take clothes that celebrities are wearing or like fashion on telly. And that was their thing. Then they realized this isn't as lucrative as it could be. So they kind of just dropped that, went with ASOS and just did more general stuff.
Oh my God. That was that. So do you know what? I'm not even angry. I'm angry at myself for not knowing it because it's a great question. But like that was a really good like... Whatever.
Thank you.
Things with all the letters.
Do you remember the good old days at the beginning where we made your simplifiers really stupid and it was really obvious what the one was? Yeah. And then you said, I don't like that. It makes me look silly.
A sassafras on sandwich.
Exactly. Okay, look, let's see how you would have done. You still have Aoife standing by.
Nice. God, that's annoying.
Question number three. Dave, during which stage of the menstrual cycle is libido usually highest in women? Now, just to help you out, I'll talk you through the menstrual cycle stages.
Okay.
Ovulation, luteal, menstruation, and follicular.
Ovulation, luteal.
Menstruation.
Menstruation.
And follicular.
And follicular. What's the one where you're having your period?
Menstruation, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's menstruation. However...
Excuse me? Do you know what libido means?
Yeah, it means you want to...
Right.
You know, I think it's menstruation, but just to be sure, and you know, to get her to work for her €50 Just Eat voucher, we should get Aoife on. Aoife, good morning. Before I ask you the question, would you have known what ASOS stood for?
Yes, I did. I was shouting at her. I was like, no.
Aoife, I'm so sorry.
I thought you were just backing me up there, but thank you, gal. Sounds legit.
All right, I'm going to pull you in for this question as well. I need you on this one. Yeah. What is the libido? What is it?
So the question is, during which stage of the menstrual cycle is libido usually highest in women?
What do you think, Aoife? Is it ovulation, luteal?
Ovulation.
Oh, is it?
Ovulation, yeah.
Okay.
Why is that, Aoife, do you think?
Ready for a baby, is it?
Because that's the time, yeah.
That's the time when your eggs are like, hello.
From personal experience, it's been the menstrual cycle.
Wow, that's really nice for you to share that with everyone.
Just like in the past.
Mm. I know, well, I mean, I get you.
Anyway, that's fine.
I'd assume that's what it is. Aoife, I don't know.
I believe you. I believe you. See, it's just, hard.
I totally get what you're saying as well.
Yeah. Mm. It's hard, like, because no matter what...
No matter what part.
Menstrual cycle, people always want me.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. No matter what they're going through.
Could be follicular, could be luteal.
All right, let's go. Ovulation, final answer. It doesn't really matter. I've won. I've lost anyway. Ovulation?
Correcto!
Yeah. Aoife, thank you so much. I wish I came to you sooner. I really do.
Not at all. Thanks for having me on.
So the ovulation phase is like when the eggs go, how are you? What's going on? I'm ready if you are. That's the vibe, isn't it, Aoife?
Yeah, I think so, anyway.
God, there are some sexy talking eggs. I'm ready if you are.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.